Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we talk about what's obviously most critically, crucially important.
Today on This Is Important.
The brats are delicious. Have you ever tasted your own gum?
I'm going to give you a pro tip right now. Try buzz balls up your ass.
Can you give me a heads up next time you do something like that?
Fucking squirrels!
And here we go.
St. Louis! Here we go!
Whoa! Woo.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh!
That was good.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we call a was ball.
Whoa, okay, wait, I'm not even on the board yet. Damn, let me get that some dude. Fucking points, dude, because that was damn. So coming good. Out.
That's a was okay, wait. Ball.
Did you get the points up?
I'm already having technical difficulty. Just give me a fucking second.
Yeah, that's all right. All we got to do is say Saint Louis.
Yes.
That's St. Louis in French. Nobody?
Saint Louis.
Nobody.
Absolutely.
I'd like to immediately say sorry to the people that are directly behind these speakers.
Whoa.
They dig it.
We got to get you some t-shirts or something.
Is it an issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's just like the podcast. All you have to do is close your eyes and thank God you're not us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And go, God, they don't know where countries are, how to spell things, how to pronounce any word.
We're real dumb.
Yeah, it's hard. It's
just
tough.
Take yourself to that place where you're like, thank God I'm not these dumbasses.
I get a lot of people that are like, well, what is the live tour all about? I'm sure you plan things.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
No.
And, they're just as dumb.
And we could.
They're just like us.
We could.
Really dumb.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got the four.
Oh, shit.
Dude, it's the reggaeton version.
Damn. I've never done that before. That was pretty fucking cool.
That was cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
For those who don't know, that is Kevin Federline. He released a song called Popo Zao.
Mm-hmm.
In like what, 04?
They know.
He's the bass.
Okay. I feel like a lot of people don't have no fucking clue.
Nah.
And we just play it all the time and they're like, I guess I'm into it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude,
I guess it's fine.
K-Fed, we are in the motherfucking house that Nelly built. What?
This is true.
That's fine. I can talk about K-Fed, dude. I'm not saying Nelly sucks.
We got the footwear.
Oh, nice shoes. Yeah, you guys see these?
We got that. We did that.
You see all these old things?
When does the song start? When does it start?
I think it's a little build-up. This is
a lot of build-up.
I need the music now, though.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
As we go up.
Isn't that a dance?
Oh! Oh!
Dude, I'm...
All right.
I have a question.
I missed.
And that's enough of that.
I truly missed that generation of hip-hop.
I know, that was a fun time in our lives.
I mean, I know I'm sounding like an old man, but I don't understand these kids anymore.
I know.
With their mumble raps.
And their scissor.
They're sipping too much scissor, to be quite honest.
It was easy when it was just about the shoes, man.
Dude, you'd let me know that these are the shoes I have to wear. If I'm going to be part of Nelly's clique.
Yeah, you need
I know
one
what to buy.
You need two purrs. Let's get them. Yeah. Let's do it.
You have
we got four purrs up here.
I'm a little worried that like after tonight, we're out here, we're like, yeah, and then tomorrow they're just going to like fall off a cliff and they're like, they're done. Nobody wears those anymore.
As soon as this
you didn't hear about the podcast.
Airs, they're like, you know, we're off that.
So right now it's the Air Force One swan song.
I feel like you're giving our podcast too much credit, Durs. Like, we're swaying in industry.
We're on the right side of history, I'm going to say that.
We really move the hip-hop needle.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I don't
literally,
know.
Literally, mate.
It could already be gone. I mean, I don't know. We don't know.
You saw the raucous applause.
Oh, yeah, it was very raucous. Yeah. That's true.
St. Louis still reps. Dude, did Nelly affect... Because I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah,
okay.
That's right. There's 12 of us out here.
Okay.
O-Town.
Okay.
And so, like, it's in the Midwest, and we're close enough that we took Nelly as our own.
Claim him.
Okay.
We were like, he's also part of our thing.
He came here one time.
He did. I remember he performed at this all-ages club called Guitars and Cadillacs.
Hell oh, yeah. Shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude. And that was the first time I saw someone smoking meth.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck it.
Yeah, dude. Damn. It was in the parking lot. I'm like, what are they smoking with all that foil?
Dude, I feel like there was such a specific time. I think it was like 2002 to 2006 where like St. Louis just had fucking hip-hop in a vice grip, dude. Because, well, I looked it up. Do you want to know some other very notable rappers?
I would love to know six names.
Let's do this.
I would like to know six names.
He doesn't
Without the use of your computer.
Can I play a song?
Or
can
just the one that you know is fine.
Okay. Just one that you know besides Murphy Lee.
It yes, there definitely is.
Oh, see, I was
wrong. Find one.
Oh.
What you do.
This was Adam's anthem for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Chingy is from St. Louis?
Oh, I didn't know Chingy was from St. Louis. Yeah. That's sick. I did not know that. I thought he was from Omaha.
Right. He was at the Banjos and Toyotas concert. Yeah.
Dude, you know who else I
points, yes, points.
Wait, sorry, hold on. I'm doing a lot of shit up here, guys. Bro, hold on a
points
second.
Is
yes,
at.
Points.
I live for points.
And one for earlier,
yes,
too.
Yes, points.
I need the approval.
Were you aware that also
ting drinking is very bad?
What is this?
Yo, I got a fake ID, though.
Oh, you know this one.
Oh.
Shit. Yeah. Really?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know this. Okay. One, here comes the way to the four, to the five.
This is back when in a rap song, you could just say numbers.
Numbers, dude.
Yeah, back and more numbers.
Hip-hop was hip-hop.
Jaquan is from St. Louis?
I wish Jaquan was here. He's like, actually, what's up?
Right. Oh, hey.
Hey, I just go by Jeff.
Right.
I'm Jeff Kwan now.
You guys can go. Kwan. I'll take it from here.
What's up?
It's actually Jeff Kwanstein. Nice to meet you.
I'm Jeff Kwanstein. I'm a dietitian now.
You need me. I can help you.
Okay, I got one more that's just going to knock you off your fucking asses, dude.
Knock me off my ass.
Okay.
All right.
That old phrase.
You're going to be knocked off your ass. With...
Oh!
Whoa, dude! How are you still on your ass?
Chain, hang low, do your chain, hang low, do it wobble to the floor. Do the
Yo, dude. Is that like the wedding song that gets like everybody out there on the floor? Dude, even grandmas are fucking like, chain hanging low, like my titties to and fro.
Yeah. Something's wobbling to and fro.
Wait, but you're telling me that Jibs is from St. Louis?
And what is that person's name? I don't know if I ever caught their name.
It's one more time.
Jibs.
Jibs?
Like Jibs? Like the cut of your jib?
Or like J-I-B. Jib?
J-I-B-B-S. Nice to meet you, Jibs.
Jibs.
Yes.
I like the cut of your jib.
Fucking Jibs. Jaquan, right. Chingy, and all of the St. Lunatics.
Well, yeah.
That's huge. Congratulations.
That's fucking pretty good. That's a pretty good track record.
I don't know about you guys, but at 6 a.m. when we were in the airport and I was Googling St. Louis and that shit popped up, I was like, oh, and then I was like, I have to go to
sleep. That was when we were, when we were young.
Yep, back when we were
We were filled with vigor.
Oh, my God.
And
that song was playing in the nightclub we couldn't get into. Because we weren't wearing, like, nice enough shoes.
Yeah, right. Whatever fucking, the door would open, you just hear Nelly Furtado playing, and you're like, I gotta get in there.
I'm like a bird.
Not that one.
What? Which one?
Promiscuous Girl. When that shit was going, you're like,
Promiscuous Girl.
Oh, that one kind of still goes, if you ask me.
Wait, Nelly Furtado is in also, all the Nellies are from St. Louis?
No.
I'm just mixing it up. There was an era of Nellies, to be honest.
Yeah. And name, what's another?
Willie Nellison.
Yep.
Did you say Willie Nellison?
Nellison Mandela, dog. It's the Mandela effect. Don't remember that it was actually Nellison, and then somehow now it's just Nelson?
Yeah.
When did that
change? Sure. Yeah.
Oh, cool. I just saw my parents get up and leave.
Oh, yeah?
We got to go.
I got to go take a shit.
Nucky Grandma!
Peace out. Peace out, Divines.
My parents are here, actually.
Yeah, they
are. Are in the crowd.
Yeah.
Hey, Is it possible?
Hey, don't worry. If my mom's sitting next to you, she'll let you know.
Yeah. You think? You think she already has a whole crew? Was that you?
She's right there.
Someone
yeah, I believe
just
it.
Scream.
Where is she? I'm not seeing her.
Penny!
Penny!
Wait, do we
Penny.
Have like a do we have Penny. Like a spotlight?
Penny! Penny!
Where is she? I'm not seeing her.
Do we have a spotlight by any chance?
There she is. She stood up, she waved.
All right.
There you are.
Oh, I see her.
Stand up.
I see her right there.
Celebrity
Stand
Family
up.
Dudes, very own.
Stand up. Stand up, Mom.
There she is.
You're ruining the show if you don't stand up.
Tina.
You're ruining the show. Thank you. She will not ruin the show. I know that about her.
Oh, that's so special.
I know that about her.
Yes.
Yep. That is the very woman that this crazy fucking weirdo came from.
What's cool is they come to a lot of stuff. They're never not proud. I'm waiting for them. Like,
must be nice.
Yeah, it's different. I remember at the Game Over Man premiere when literally it's the scene where my dick is hanging out because I...
Wait, let me... I'm trying to remember...
Oh, I remember it well.
You don't remember?
Now I have it. Now I have it.
I got it here, frontal lobe right here.
Well, it was an autoerotic asphyxiation scene. So I'm hanging in a closet, and my dick is in my hands, and I'm just like,
yeah,
classic.
Hot.
And I'm like,
you know, my mom
is sitting right next to me, cool placement, and she grabs my knee and whispers into my ear, "I'm so proud of you."
Very psychedelic. Yeah.
Well, she made that, dude.
Dude, and she meant it.
Yeah, she made that.
I feel like a lot of moms might be like, "Oh, I'm so proud of you." Not.
Right.
You're showing your dick and butthole. Because you freeze at the right part, which my wife has done, and my wife has frozen it and been like, "That's your butthole."
Of course.
Right. Your butthole is for all of Netflix.
And that's
people in the Philippines. People in the Philippines have seen your butthole.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And that's what wives are for.
Loose.
Hey, wait, just to take this
medium
and get into something very serious.
Medium
What's
tightness.
Up, man? Let's talk. Sure. Let's get serious.
Sure.
You're circumcised. Right?
It's science.
Well, yeah.
And your parents are the ones who chose to do that. How do we feel about this? I got in a conversation the other day at a barbecue with some like pregnant ladies.
No, you they're know
like,
how
they're,
I, you know
and
how
I was like joking. Up some wieners are like, "How do you feel about circumcision?"
Essentially. But I was real loose and casual. I'm like, "Yeah, you just fucking whoosh." And they looked at me like I was from the Stone Age, like I was crazy. Yeah.
Well, I feel if they're your children, you can mutilate them as much as you want.
I don't know,
right.
Man.
My kids' nose jobs are so good.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
They're really good. Like, one nostril just looks better.
I mean, I think we've talked about it on the pod, but when I found out that there were uncircumcised penises out there...
What?
I was kind of like, "Wait, I didn't choose this." It made me sad. I wanted to regrow my foreskin. I did. I'm sorry, but I did. I wanted to regrow it somehow. And I think you can. I think there's a way to regrow it.
Can we do a round of applause for people who are... Hang on.
Wait, no. You don't know what even the fucking question is.
I was going to say who like Hitler, and you were doing it. I was
anything penis related, that dude was like...
Right.
This is easy. Yeah.
Do it.
Way too proud of their circumcised cock.
And this isn't... I'm not asking for a round of applause to people who are not circumcised or are, but who...
I would like to go lights up, and I want to look into the eyes.
And that's fine.
No, we cannot.
That's nothing to... Everybody's got what they got. But who here is anti-circumcision? This dude's like,
"They took off too much, man. It can happen." Dude, it can. It really can. That's what creates the curves.
Well, I like that he curves.
If you have a curved
dick. Wait, multiple curves?
If you have a curved boner, odds are it's because they chop a little bit too much.
What is this one? I mean, I'm lying. I've seen these ones in pornos.
You look like you just made
a... Where the dude's shooting a free throw?
A three-pointer and fucking left it hanging.
Yeah.
You look like what they mean?
Well, dude, if your dick looks like that, you could call yourself a Splash Brother.
Yeah.
That's true. And she's like, "I'm good."
Hey, wait. Adam?
Yes, points!
Thank you, Blake.
I got you, buddy. Thank you, Blake.
But, okay, so no one here is anti... Interesting. I just got like lit up at this barbecue, and I was kind of like, "Y'all don't even have."
Well,
dicks.
That might not have.
You don't
been
have
the,
a dick, though.
That might not have been the right place to approach the subject.
No, I feel like barbecue is where I let all the dirty laundry
I also think
hang
you
out.
I don't know if either of you. What? It's not, and it's where all the dirty laundry. It's just a queue.
It's just a queue.
It's just a queue, dude.
It's just a queue.
I'm just having some queue.
Yeah, okay. I feel like I don't have any dirty laundry, so I'm willing to talk about anything anywhere.
Right.
Look at our fucking podcast here.
Hey, well,
right. Yeah, exactly.
The brats are delicious. Have you ever tasted your own cum? Just well, asking.
Have you tasted your own cum?
We've been over this.
What's up, Mom?
I have not.
What's up, Mom?
I have not.
Have you tasted your own cum?
Not my own.
That's a
not
question.
My own.
That's a question.
Not my own.
I can...
Some things in life are unavoidable, but not my
you
own.
Can order cum from Japan, from the internet.
Yeah.
They'll
that,
send
I
you...
I did that as a joke. Everyone was laughing. I was held down, and everyone seemed like they were having a good time. Worth it.
Well, I can honestly say I don't think I have.
Yeah.
I like that I but said just, I don't. I can honestly
no,
say
I don't know,
that
I don't know.
Think I have.
I know.
Have.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Massive.
I feel like I've had
that.
This conversation with you before
on this podcast,
and I was like, I've done it a lot.
No, that,
well,
I
don't think, I
think
none of us.
The best part of waking up.
None of us put it in their coffee.
Tasting my own jizz.
But you know, you give it a little.
Well, smell is totally different. Ooh, than...
I like how this dude went full salamander.
Yeah, yeah. There's no
I'm not
way.
Slurping,
there's,
dog. You
there's no way I haven't.
There's no way you haven't.
Okay. Yeah, hey, man. Curious minds. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, for sure. What's up?
What the heart wants, the heart
this
gets.
This is very cool. This is very cool. I mean, what a beautiful theater. And this is like an all-time low.
It is good.
I know.
The people, the fine people who work at this beautiful establishment are like, do we all quit tomorrow? Like, what are we doing now?
I know. Yeah. I feel like what they're coming this? From the highest high because I think yesterday Kevin James was here. And then they fucking plummet back to earth with our semen talk.
Plummet back to earth.
I don't know if you've seen Kevin's new stand-up set. 20 minutes right in the middle of fisting his own ass. So.
Right.
Oh, he goes there.
Yeah,
I'm. I allegedly.
Allegedly, he goes there.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly, he probably goes there.
Dang.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I could see a Paul Blart fucking butthole
porno?
Fist.
A what?
A Paul Blart porno live on stage.
Paul Blart number two.
Paul
we
Blart.
We workshop that one later tonight.
Yeah. Paul Blart butthole fist.
Paul Blart four fingers.
Don't thong. Give yourself points. I saw you fingering. Well, I saw yourself angling to give yourself some points
guilty.
There, but
hey, man, I just feel good in these Air Force Ones,
Paul
bro.
Yeah. Paul Blart, so, wide butthole.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we never got how Nelly affected you because in my
okay.
in my
did you say infected or affected?
What are you saying?
I think I meant to say affected. Yeah. I definitely said infected. And
that's
I don't
okay.
want Ellie to
allegedly.
Infect any of us.
Right.
It's a bagel.
He might have. He's been through the ringer, that guy. But
infected.
Because at my high school, it was, whoo, we were all real Nelly heads.
Yeah.
I do specifically remember the very first and only house party I
that you
had.
Went to?
That you threw?
No,
you,
dude.
You threw?
I went to a lot of house parties. Fuck you.
Yeah, a few. Yeah.
Hey, and I brought some chocolates for your mom.
Yeah, oh, here's your
yeah.
pizza. Tonight.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Blake.
Pizzas?
That's not crazy.
Yeah, here's your pizzas. Can I come in?
Here's your pizzas.
Oh, no tip? Here's a box of Black and Milds for your father.
Yeah, Kyle's like, I brought a bag of apples from my mother's garden.
Does this interest you? No? Okay.
No, I remember it was the first and only house party I had during high school, and Country Grammar was pretty on frickin' fire.
I heard of it.
Perfect album.
And we were, now I remember, dude, I just shook something loose.
You're
holy
looking
shit.
At me.
Yep, that's the beauty
up?
Of the pop.
We were doing as high schoolers do. We were obsessed with beer bonging. We loved
oh,
beer
dude.
Bonging.
Right.
Yes, we were.
We had this
high schoolers.
Yeah.
I was doing that until I was 39.
Yeah.
You're serious?
The best part
when's
of
the
that
last, that's how old
up.
I am.
When's the last time you did a beer bong? For
last,
serious.
Last time I was in Lake of the Ozarks in August.
Damn, bro. Yeah.
Right.
This is the way.
And that was just
to
get
party.
past the city limits to get into
it. Yeah, that's how you enter the Ozarks.
Whoa,
there's a police officer there going...
Huh? They put like the mirror under the car, they check it, and they go, you're looking good, just have this beer bong and be on your way.
They're like, hey...
You're welcome to Shady Gators. Here's your beer bong.
You're like, oh, you're like, oh, fuck, it's a DUI checkpoint. And they're like, no, 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 no. You have to get drunk enough so you could get a DUI if we pull you up.
Right.
We just gas you up, bro.
It's a GUI. Get under the influence,
okay,
son.
Hold on. I'll get some freaking...
This is different. We got a lot of points tonight.
Okay, so...
We were pretty
obsessed with beer bong. We would go to... Well, our hardware store was... That's pretty cool. That's a power move.
Yeah, that looks cool.
I'm going to address that later.
It looks so comfy, too.
So you guys had to end the tour after he broke his back. Yeah, it was fine. He was doing a power move and a spread eagle.
Isaac, bring out his helmet. Bring out his helmet.
I'm also the fattest I've ever been, so my belly's, like, drooping down.
Yeah,
you look great. James. You look great.
It looks good. You look good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fact,
so
beer bongs, house party, made up story. Go.
We used to go to Yardbirds, which was the hardware store.
Yeah.
Really like make like what we thought were pretty nice beer bongs.
They were very good.
Yeah.
They were, like, it was a tube and a funnel connected with some kind
and
of. So, a
and we even put little little clamps
valve.
And a valve.
A little a governor.
Like, we all did that, but.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, but this one had like a tube and a funnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
our whole thing is that we had this thing where it was called hitting the cycle, and it was based off of like baseball when you get a single, a double,
a triple.
Okay.
How much baseball did you play growing up?
Did you watch this episode of 90210?
A touchdown.
A three baser.
A hat trick. Well, anyway, so you
sounds like a very special episode
you'd
of
start
City
with
High.
One. You'd start with one beer.
Is that how it was? You didn't start with four. You started with
one. No, that was the last.
Hang on.
Let's hear the rules. By the way, Blake explains them.
You start with one beer in the tank. Take it down. Okay. Then you get two beers. Take it down. Three, four, so on.
Yep.
And
not so on.
Four, period, right?
Four is a home run.
Well, four is the end of the cycle.
So then you go again?
No, there's no so on. You're right.
Well, I guess if it is a cycle.
There's not so on.
Okay. Nice. You're right.
Way
you're
to
right.
Durzum on
if
that
If it is
one.
A cycle, it should go.
But we had...
You fucked up.
Remember, Allie came over.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to hit the beer bong. We're like, all right, you're doing the fucking cycle.
it's called a cycle as opposed to like a baseball word, like the home run or the grand slam.
Yeah, do a grand
slam.
There's
something called the cycle. It's called hitting the cycle in baseball. It's when you get a single, a double.
Hey, for those that played baseball, because I played baseball, never heard the cycle. Who here has heard of the cycle?
Yes.
Okay, it's a fucking thing. It is
knowledge.
A thing.
Yeah. Fuck you.
It's like really deep in baseball.
They're out to
you
get
probably
you.
Never
okay.
got
See,
there.
I quit because I only played for the YMCA.
Fuck it.
It's
well, anyway,
you're
so
up there,
Allie was a pretty small girl
pretty
from high school.
Yeah,
she did one like a fucking champ. It was awesome. Nice. And then we're like, okay, let's get to the second part of the cycle. Mm-hmm. She was down there, and we fucking, you know, we're like, go, Allie, you got this. She fucking opened it. She's going down, down, down. Then she immediately filled it up with puke.
Ooh.
It's just like, and we're
and,
like,
but then. She chugged it and was the coolest chick in school.
And that is the cycle.
No, I wish I could say that, but I think she kind of like took it off her mouth and it hit her shoulder. And
I do remember that. It did. There's a valve on it. She could have just closed it.
Yeah.
But she just left it open and it went all on her shoulder.
Dude, but it's
so I don't want to say this. She's a fucking idiot.
She tried. She tried.
95
And she was at our Denver show.
Yeah.
No, but I do think like... It was one of those panic moments. Like, you know, if you've ever, like, got on a motorcycle and you hit the throttle and then you're like, oh, shit, I'm going. And then instead of hitting the brake, you just throttle more.
Yeah,
well, the brake.
Yeah.
See, that's where you would die because the brake isn't down there.
Sure.
Yeah, that is where he's
And by the way, I
remember you owned a motorcycle and you would...
That's so scary to me.
We would see him driving to work and he had this Harley and you'd see him... You're going 65 miles an hour on the freeway, and he's off at the shoulder going like 25 miles an hour.
Shut up, bitch! Well, I mean, it has to be scary.
Kept doing this. I was like, why is he
doing He's trying to hit the gas.
Huh.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't ride a motorcycle.
You rode that thing. Didn't you just ride that? You rode that thing like four or five times before you got rid of it?
Yeah, and then I almost... T-boned a van, and I'm like, I think I'm done.
Right. Yeah. It became just a
sculpture.
Because
you didn't know where the brakes were.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of just let off the throttle. Like,
well, I had a
this
motorcycle.
This is how I knew how to brake, was just let go of the throttle. Yeah.
I think you probably did better than me, though, because I had a motorcycle, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I crashed it 60% of the time.
That's right. You were always coming into the writer's room with, well, it happened
with,
again.
With new
I
injuries.
Had to sit it down.
And it wasn't, like, ever a big crash. It was mostly just me going just, nope.
Right.
And then I give Squirrel. Up, and then the bike just rolls off into something.
Right.
Yeah, it sucked.
But that's
fucking
like a that's,
thing sucks.
That's actually a very cool way to show up at a party. Because I feel like as a teen or a tween, you'd roll up somewhere and you'd hop off your bike and let the bike keep going until it spilled out.
Yeah,
that's the first, that's the first.
I was 32. So,
but to do that with like a $20,000 motorcycle, next level.
That's fucking
for
cool,
sure.
Dude.
Just
I didn't like it.
You gotta say that was on purpose. What's up?
Yeah, that's the first ghost riding.
Well,
you
there was.
Rider.
I mean,
you guys
I think
beer
I've,
bongs?
I've said this on the podcast before, but one of the last times that I crashed it, I was leaving my neighborhood, and I lived in the Hollywood Hills, so like my house was Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I'm taking a left down my hill. Thank you. And
right underneath the sign, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Devine's house is right up there.
I couldn't make the turn, and I just ate shit and fell down, and then there was all these guys working construction on this house on the corner, and I was so embarrassed that I looked into the bush and screamed, "Fucking squirrels!"
That's cool, dude. You were like, "I don't want to hit the squirrel."
Did they dap you up? Or they're like, "Yeah, man."
Then were you?
No,
like,
I think they were very much like, "Oh, he's slow.
There's no squirrel."
Did they help you lift your bike up?
No, because I got out of there so quick, dude. The clutch was all broken, but it was like this much of the clutch. So I was like, click, and I lifted. It was a 900-pound motorcycle. I lifted it like this.
Jesus.
Right. You got the, like, mom underneath the car, like, energy to, like, lift the entire whip.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. Yeah. And the mom was just my embarrassment.
Right.
That was embarrassing. Right.
I wonder if that's really what it is with moms with super strength. Is because they're so embarrassed that they're like,
Jesus Christ.
Kid is in an accident.
Yeah. Dumbass kid.
That they're like, oh shit, no one's going to, I don't want anyone to see this. So they just like rip a car door off.
You get in the car right now.
What if when your mom was at Game Over, man, and she's like, dude, I'm so proud of you. She just ripped the arms off her chair. Yeah.
She's so embarrassed.
Well, wait, yeah.
I swear I really
She's so embarrassed.
Is it? Are we going with embarrassment plague or is it the pride?
Well, that's him saying, that's the subject.
I'm saying she's hiding her embarrassment. Right, Penny, you tell us. Are you excited for his
layers.
Penis? Look,
yeah.
I'm sure that that's the way you think because it's all in your head.
Ooh. Oh shit!
Over and over again.
Ooh.
I can't keep picturing you with him.
See, that's not pure Nelly, but I like that. That came around like 7-8 years after the real Nelly. After Nelly took us on a ride with Country Grammar, and then he teamed up with Tim McGraw, and he's like, I know what the people want.
That was a very good team up. Let's call them team ups.
A solid team up. Was that around the same time that Jay-Z linked up with Linkin Park and then Nelly just goes, ugh.
Yeah, and also...
I know what to do.
Who else was the other one that was super weird was Sum 41 and Ludacris. I believe they had a link up, team up.
Okay.
Give me a hell yeah!
I thought it was going to be good, but I actually didn't like it.
Well, you just named my... two favorite artists.
Dude, me too at the time. I thought it was going to be absolute fire, but it wasn't very good.
Huh, that's so crazy.
I
you
know.
You guys know what song we're talking about, the Tim McGraw and Nelly song?
Yeah, it played right before we came on, I think.
Yeah, again, this is for sure a big wedding song here.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go
Hey, Grandma,
on
it's on your head.
Dude, I was at a wedding here in St. Louis. It was fucking off the chain. There was like a 20-minute period where all they played was Nelly. I never felt like I was more part of a wedding. Like, I was a very ancillary guest. Like, my wife knew the woman who was getting married. Right. And I was like, I met her like one other time before. And suddenly I'm in the inner circle. I'm right there singing Air Force Ones.
Mm-hmm. Wait, they played Air Force Ones at the wedding?
Yeah, dude, they played fucking a whole slew of hits.
That's fucking cool.
Wait,
dude.
So this the whole thing with the little girl barfing and end up in the, that was like, we started talking about that because it was like, when were you infected by Nelly? So you're telling me during that whole episode, Nelly was playing.
You can find me in St. Louis.
Nah.
Oh yeah, what
is that? Was were that we, or did you? Were you like? I can tell this story.
No, I distinctly remember.
Yeah, you're like, I can finally shit on this 90-pound girl that puked into the.
Yeah. What's your fucking major malfunction?
No, I distinctly remember E.I. was playing because it was going like Ana Leona, and she's just like, bruh, and we're like,
what's happening now? Yes, points.
Okay, wow. Okay, I'll do a self point.
Yes, points.
Sweet. Yeah, dude.
So then are we going around?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
when did Nelly infect you?
You can find me in St. Louis.
That's so good. I don't know if he ever infected me.
Too bad.
But I just remember my freshman year of college. I was on the swim team, and we would go take a trip to Hawaii every year. And you're there for like 3.5 weeks. And it was just Nelly on the radio constantly, Ride With Me, right? Great song.
Yes.
After 3 weeks of like hearing on the radio every day, you're like, all right, I could do for a little bit more Hawaii. And then the next year we came back and it was still constant. And that's when I was like, I turned the corner. I was like, this might be the greatest song of all time.
There you go.
It's been on the radio for an entire year nonstop. And I want it to be sitting first class, sitting next to Vanna White.
Dude, see, that's exactly right. Because when I first heard that, I was like, wait, Vanna White is in first class?
What?
Right.
Yeah.
When do you think she's flying private?
I don't think Vanna White ever leaves the set of Wheel of Fortune.
Right. Back to your cage.
No,
back
dude.
To your cage.
Yeah. No. I was Hollywood, but I was at like a benefit show of something.
Uh-huh.
And I presented at this like benefit show. Yep. And Vanna White was there, and there's a bunch of celebrities there. Uh-huh. But I was so
eating
goddamn
babies.
Starstruck. We have talked about this, but I was so starstruck by Vanna White, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think when we talked about it, like, I think she would just be some old, hot, white lady that I wouldn't recognize. I'd be like, she works out. Moving on. She got money.
But then you're like, she works out spinning those things around, revealing vowels.
No, she doesn't.
I don't know.
Wait.
In a lineup?
Vanna White does not fucking actually like pry the letters. She like points to them.
Dude, actually, now
hey,
she just touches them.
No, she touches them.
Yes. You shut up.
Now she just touches them.
You shut up how you talk to Vanna White.
We're not doing this again.
Back in the day, she spun them, and they did look very heavy.
Well, now it's...
Kyle is a historian.
Yes. Now they're probably iPads or something. I don't know. They're on the fucking...
Frickin' Toshiba
the cloud or something. I don't know.
Frickin' Mitsubishi finger touch fucking...
Well, I remember specifically when Nelly infected me.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me hit this.
You can find me in St. Louis.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was one time when I was fucking Nelly.
No, mom, no.
I'm so proud of
no,
you.
No, she's like, no, I remember that pretty well.
So proud of you for that.
That was a weird phase.
Right.
No.
Adam,
I remember we had like
I had
this huge house party going into my senior year of high school.
Sick.
And I told my parents that there's just going to be a few of us and we're going to go camping in the backyard.
Right.
By the way, not that big of a backyard, not much camping. But I had three tents set up, and one was the like weed smoking tent.
Oh shit.
With the keg was in one tent, and then all the canned beer was in the other tent.
This was like
What was the second tent?
The kegs.
Oh, the kegs. And the canned beer.
And the canned beer was in the other tent. I was trying to not have cans in the backyard, so as she looked out, there would be no cans. So I'm like, if you brought canned beer, put it in there. There's kegs here. There's cups. Pour it in a cup.
Right.
Nice,
Turns out that plan did not work.
Oh.
Because the other tent, it was just billowing out smoke. And my dad is in the back going, Jesus Christ.
They've got more weed than I do.
Totally.
That shit's important.
And what's up, Dad? And I remember the cops, and it was a toss-up. I'm not sure if it was Nelly, but Nelly was for sure playing. If it was Nelly or Blink-182, because those are the only two albums still in heavy rotation.
Let's go!
And
nice drop.
The cops were coming up. Nelly was blasting, probably.
Sure.
And the cops came, and they were like, whose house is this? And I'm like, officers, is the music too loud?
Can you turn down the Nelly?
Yeah. Meanwhile,
I'm ride with me in the back of the squad car. You know, fucking.
I have like a hemp necklace with like puka shells on it and shit. Yep. And I'm like, is the music too loud? And he's like, no, the 16-year-old's blackout drunk.
Right.
They're too loud. And then.
Oh, they're just camping. Forget about it.
Yeah, like it's just camping. We're just camping.
Huh.
Just all 800 of us in my parents' backyard. We're just camping. And then. My parents got arrested.
Oh, man, that fucking sucks.
Well, they didn't get arrested, but we got 22 or 26 counts of procuring alcohol to minors.
Damn.
Which carries like a $100,000 fine.
Hey, holy good job, shit. Penny.
So I financially buried them.
Right.
That's why we're on tour now.
We're still digging that out. Still digging that out.
I like the idea that you guys go to court and you're like, Your Honor, you don't understand. We started playing Nelly. It got out of control. And the judge is just like, well, fuck, okay. Dismissed.
Yeah.
All right.
No, they actually weirdly...
Points. You can find me in St. Louis.
They actually weirdly, like, once we explained that it was just a children having a house party and right. My dad was not pumped on it.
Right.
The judge was like, I don't give a fuck.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
cool
tight.
Judge.
Yeah, it was tight.
That's dope.
It'd be cool if your dad like was in on it and so like you had a whole thing where like you
I had to coach him up to be a good actor.
Well, you like tape him to like a chair upstairs and you just turn on like the football game and he's like, all right, I'll hang here, I'll just watch the game. So that when the police do come and you bring him upstairs, he's like, God damn it! These fucking kids take me up!
That's
hang
smart.
On, what's the score? What's the score? Yeah, okay. All right, we can go.
They won't quit okay. playing that goddamn shit!
That's
that Nelly shit!
And we all have kids, so we'll be able to be pulling that one off.
I don't have a child yet.
Oh, yeah, you don't.
It's science.
Don't loop me into that.
Well, I do. I'll be using
take
that.
Take your time. Hey, can we get more beer out here?
Yeah, wait.
Can I get another Bud Heavy? In the camo can?
Do they can like, Budweiser here? It tastes so good here.
Freshly brewed.
Mm. Very fresh. Very fresh.
Dude, remember when we did the... this is our manager, Isaac, everybody.
He looks really mad tonight.
He looks really sexy tonight.
Hey, Isaac, do you want 10% of my beer? You fucking...
Still not sure what he does besides bring us beer, but
dude, and not take his shirt off.
Takes 10%.
The Budweiser is extra crispy here.
Dude, remember when we did the Budweiser Made in America Festival in Philly? We
oh shit! Yes,
they it was awesome. It was like maybe the best gig we've ever gotten because they paid us
a
bunch
of wedding.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Sorry about it.
They paid us a bunch of money to just go to the festival and be seen drinking Budweiser.
Yeah,
which is like the coolest gig ever to get. You know?
Yeah, that's when I was like, we made it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
And that was incredible.
But I remember being like really sick.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
right.
Well, I mean, I can. What if I just I drank water and then every once in a while have a Budweiser, but mostly drink water? And they're like, no.
Yeah, it was impossible.
They're like, in order to get this money, you have to drink Budweiser the entire time.
Yeah.
Or, or you have to go in a porta potty and pour water into a Budweiser can.
Does it have to be in a porta potty? It actually does. It does.
They said because if you just do it out in the open, people could take a photo and then they'll know you're a fucking faker.
Right.
So then I did. Obviously, I'm not going to do that. So I just chugged Budweisers. And remember how fucked up we all got?
Oh, man. I remember I got very fucked up that night.
Right.
Remember? And like I disappeared during like the Jay-Z concert.
Yes.
Sober 10 years, guys.
Sober 10 years. Yes.
Sober 10 years.
Yeah. Don't applaud
also
it.
Also circumcised.
Don't applaud it. We don't like it.
I appreciate it, though.
We missed the old Kyle when he was kind of dangerous, out of control.
This was like, you guys had no idea where I went, but we were filming all day. Mm-hmm. And so I had my microphone still on. Mm-hmm. And that was
and
how...
And we just said, fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you.
And I think Isaac got a hold of the sound guy and, like, listened and heard me snoring somewhere quiet.
That's amazing.
And assumed I was safe.
You're a fucking disaster, my guy.
And I was safe, but I was covered in my own piss.
Sure.
And I had tried to fight multiple cars on the way to the hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I don't know to this day. I really don't know how you have that recall. How did I know where to get to the hotel? I don't know.
The human species is amazing.
Like,
you know what I mean?
My favorite part about blacking out is
how do you know that shit when
waking up the next morning and being like
the best
look
part.
In your bed
the
and
best
being like
part of blacking out
is your bed that's full of piss.
I don't have the piss problem that you had.
Oh man, I pissed my bed every fucking night when I was drinking.
Like a fucking G, my guy.
Bro, I was
oh,
like
shit.
Damn.
Game on.
Disaster,
anything,
my guy.
Anything in my pockets was covered in piss.
But it is amazing the next day when you wake up in your bed and you're like, look at me go.
Right.
See, I didn't have that. What?
Did wait, it again.
Fully dressed. Shoes
successful
on.
Successful landing.
TV
you, yeah, you wake up with shoes on. You're literally in your own piss and vomit, and you're like, I did it.
Yeah, I remember having that feeling.
Somehow, like a giant bowl of fully cooked spaghetti, like...
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
Hell yeah, there's like homemade lasagna. Yeah.
And you have to take a bite because you're starving.
A folded tombstone like a taco on your chest. Half eaten, you're like, breakfast is served.
Look at
swerve.
Me go.
Breakfast is swerve.
I did it.
Dude, I had a weird setup in college. I had like the room on the first floor of two floors where, like, the heater came out, so it would just get super fucking hot and dry in my room. But I had a mini fridge for a nightstand.
Nice.
Pimp shit.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah.
And so I would just, like, wake up just fully dead, right? And just, like, fumble it open, take a bottle of water, and just, like, open it and just pour it all over my body.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And then, like, go back to sleep.
Yeah, but...
So, because it was hot.
It was hot, and it was dry, and I was... Super hungover.
And you were a swimmer. Maybe
that's how you that's right, Blake. Know. That's right. That he feels most that's
it's like when they hose down sharks and whales when
yes,
they get like
they
hoisted
have to
out.
Wet the gills.
Yes.
Like Free Willy.
Dude, it's like the Free Willy scene where they're like got them in the truck and
you looking
keep,
for gills back
yeah,
there?
I'm looking
water
for gills.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what's up?
Dry land. It's out there. Nobody's seen that movie.
Which one? Free Willy?
Waterworld.
Waterworld. Yeah, Waterworld, dude. The gill man.
Dude, they should bring that shit back like everything else.
He's the best.
Well, they have it at Universal Studios. If you ever get to Universal Studios, watch the live show. It's one of the best live shows
yes.
out there. Just plug in that for anybody that's going to the West Coast. It's fantastic. Anyway.
Okay. Kyle, during the strike, Kyle Sober started thoughts. To work at Universal Studios as a tour guide. He's like, and here's, and Jaws is about to bite the tram. Uh-oh.
Watch out, here comes Norman Bates. Psycho.
The Waterworld show is very fucking good, though.
That's how
it
they
is.
Made their
it
money. Is. I think that movie was a flop, and then they've made
what?
All their money.
No, yeah. The movie was not a flop.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it was.
I've never Let's seen Dirk so angry.
Wait, what? Hold on. Why do you think it wasn't a flop? It
Let
was
me
a
I think
flop.
You guys should take off your shirts and fight to the death. I'll just...
Look, relax, guys. I take off my
okay.
shirt and you drown in my titties. That's what happens.
That's right.
Okay?
The titties shall engulf you.
I've got a tent.
Your boobs are huge.
I will say your tits, they're still mad jiggly, but they've shrunk a lot.
Thank you.
Your boobs are huge.
I'm working on it.
I don't like it.
Waterworld.
I like
yes.
you full figured.
I appreciate that.
I mean, I like
and
the
I appreciate
movie.
That.
I like the movie.
The whole thing with Waterworld was that it cost X amount of dollars to make.
Okay.
Because there was a set on water, and then there was
yeah.
a storm that decimated the entire set that they had to rebuild, okay? So the budget, what made it the most expensive movie in history, but then it made its money back.
With
it
the
just,
live show.
Yeah. I'm going to go take a shit.
Dude, if you do, leave your microphone on.
Should we get topical here, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Oh, I haven't heard any of...
Hit me with the topical.
You guys want to hear something important?
Okay.
Yeah. We've decided on the live tour to get a little more polycharged.
Okay.
And a little more topical.
Tis the season.
Okay. Trump.
Yeah. Oh, topical. Topical.
Another politician. I can't remember names.
McConnell.
Who?
The guy who just stared for a while,
miss,
man.
I did the debate. There was a debate last night.
Never heard of it.
These Republican debates are off the fucking hook.
Really?
They're so good. I missed last night's, but that first one was amazing.
I haven't tuned in.
Because you're just watching these fucking bozos try and gun each other down.
See, that's my favorite part about political debates is them being like, some person's done talking, and then the other person's like, you fucking moron.
Exactly. So are we done lying now? And then the person goes, I want 30 seconds to respond.
So you're not done lying? So you were lying.
And you're like, these are adults. These are like grown folks.
No, man. It's
dude,
I know. I'm all doomed.
No way. I think it's fucking cool when political debates turn into roast battles. That's fucking cool.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and that Ramaswamy bumper sticker that you have on your luggage is super dope.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I just want Jeff Ross to be the debate host.
That would be epic.
So Roastmaster General. All right, so let's get topical. Hit me with that music again, Blake.
Oh shit! Goddamn.
Give him the sound.
Thank you. So evidently, there's
so
these
good.
People called the Ice Cold Bandits.
Okay.
Wanted in St. Louis County for break-ins. And what they do is they break into the place and then they eat ice cream cones.
Wait, really? No.
Yeah.
The Ice Cold Bandits?
I mean, I did not do the research.
Wait,
our producer...
can we just address that this is clearly a play on the Sticky Bandits and the Wet Bandits?
Yeah, the Wet Bandits. It is.
Yeah.
So who's making this up? The police or the people who are doing
it? I hope there's just one fat-ass policeman who's just like...
Or like the journalist.
Hey, I don't know. Look,
you know what would be funny? I was like, what, Larry? God damn it.
No.
Larry.
And then he's like, Ice Cold Bandits. And they're like,
that is pretty funny.
That's good. God damn it.
Well, wait.
I like to think that they had no leads and they sent that guy in and he's like, wait a minute. There's fucking two cones missing.
Right.
They're like, oh,
he's
shit.
Like, I was here 3 minutes before they broke in. And there is only 9 cones left. Now there's 7 cones. Like, he's the Barry, guy. Shut your fat ass up. Wait, he knows about food.
He's the guy for the job. No, listen to him. Listen to Larry.
So that has nothing to do with this, where people are just running in 20 deep and just taking everything out of stores.
No. No. I think
don't,
this is more of a
premeditated ice cream
thievery.
Oh, because yes. I kind of was upset that
they use a 9-iron to break glass to get in.
Smart.
I love it.
Why?
Why the 9?
There's no skill into being a thief anymore. Now you're just like, just smash the window and take the ice cream.
But how do they know that? Cameras, I guess? Or do they leave?
Surveillance video shows suspects.
Okay.
Believed to be a man and a woman. Love it. Tag team, back again.
Dude, Bonnie and Clyde.
Break it into the business Aloha Mini Golf and Shave Ice on Big Bend Road just before 4 a.m. Friday.
Heard of it?
Wait
broken glass everywhere. I saw the 9-iron broken they used, and the everywhere. First thing I did was check to make sure that my cameras were on from my Ring cameras, and they were. So good job, Jake Kramer, general manager of Aloha.
Yeah, hey.
Kramer,
yes, points!
Kramer estimates the damage to be around $2,000. That's a whole lot of ice cream.
$2,000
for the
window. Is this over yet? This one's kind of.
You don't like this. You don't like the ice cream smash and grab.
This one's drag.
I thought it was going to be a bunch of people, 20 people, coming in and grabbing all the entire ice cream machine and running out with it, and then you can't stop everybody. I feel like with those giant groups of people.
Yeah.
If that's the new Ocean's 11 movie, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
It used to be an intricate plan, but now it's just people bum rushing the casino.
Right. But there's still one dude doing gymnastics for some reason. He's still doing
the cool part is they didn't steal anything else. They broke in and one of the assailants was heard saying, "Thank God I worked at a snow cone place before." And then she said, "Let's find some ice blocks."
Oh, what are they doing with the ice blocks?
You ride them down a hill.
And yeah, oh, fuck yeah, you do.
Those, they made ice shavings, and they didn't steal anything else.
Wait,
they
so they
literally smashed the window, grabbed two snow cones, and were like, Latro.
And they didn't take the ice blocks, or they took the ice blocks? Did they take the ice blocks?
No.
Dude, St. Louis knows how to get down.
You well, can find me in St. Louis.
This is the way.
That's methamphetamines, right?
I think that's...
4 a.m., needing an ice cream or a shaved ice that bad.
Literally, it could have... Like, that's old Kyle. That's blackout Kyle.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Right. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Just right. Like, yeah. Yo, just I need a fucking blizzard right now. I don't care if it's 4 and Dairy Queen is closed. I'm going in.
That's so Britney true. Spears, we just talked about her the other night.
Okay.
Thank you. We just talked about her the other night because she's, you know how she is a fucking psychopath?
Mm-mm.
Well, now she's got knives.
No, obviously.
She's misunderstood.
Britney, we love Britney, but.
Yeah. All right. She's well, she died, so why are you laughing?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. She didn't die.
No, now she's just like an AI bot. She doesn't alive. Know how to do anything.
But... Dude, the knives? The knives are just like.
Too real. Too accurate. You sent us the video of her dancing with, like, a knife.
Dude, yeah, she's got, like, that's what this is. So I was like, the other night, I was like, yeah, she's lost her goddamn mind. And Blake's like, no, she hasn't.
Okay, no, so, wait. This was, we were live in Phoenix, and we brought up Brittany, and I stuck up for her. I'm like, dude, she's fucking, just give her a break.
Hey, no, for sure, and Brittany, bitch, but also...
She's dancing with knives by herself. It's a trip.
So she performed a wellness check on her because she had two knives, and she wrote in the comments, she was like, I'm dancing with knives now. And it's her with like two butcher knives.
Right.
Say it.
Right.
Is that why it was clarified, like, that it was Halloween's around and they're fake knives? Because I feel like when I read it, it said, these are fake knives.
No, they were real knives.
By the way, so what? Fake knives are pointy.
Yeah, true. That's true.
No. She was playing with kitchen knives.
Really? I thought they were fake.
No, Kyle. They were real knives.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
So the police went to her house, and they go, this is overblown. She was expressing her freedom.
Kyle, that was all in your head.
That was all in your head.
Over and over again.
Who said that? The cops?
The police
said?
Say she's fine. This is all overblown. She was expressing her freedom as she continues to do.
That feels like a written. That feels like a written answer.
Whoever her PR people are.
Yeah.
Not great.
She's expressing her freedom. Fucking that works, Greg. Awesome. Yes. It's freedom. Totally. Expression. That, we did
that,
it.
That feels like a PR
charger.
I'm into that.
Uh-oh.
Did you cut my mic? Oh, that would have been fucking cool.
See?
If Kevin Federline's in the back like, no.
Popo Zao.
Yeah, and I've been meaning to tell you, stop playing my Popo Zao drop, you fucking
he
bitch.
He fucking backup dances his way up here and kicks our ass.
I mean, she didn't cut anybody. She didn't cut herself.
No.
There's people have been dancing with swords since the dawn of time.
Yes. And okay. I get that. I guess.
You've seen Shen Yun?
Comb your hair if you're going to do it.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Just present yourself.
Yeah, I feel like the police wouldn't show up if she had combed her hair.
She had her shorts, like the zipper wide open.
Dude.
Hey, by the way, am I the biggest Britney Spears fan I've ever been right now? I love this show.
Maybe.
Britney Spears style. So the way that she wears clothes just here and then... Just right at the top of the pussy.
Right.
That's fucking cool. I want to do that.
Very long torso. It's
that's
showing
very
off your...
dude, 2002.
Dude, my mom is dressed like that right now, Penny.
Adam, that's all in your head.
She isn't. It's all in my head.
It isn't. What?
Actually, after I said that, I'm like, it's not in my head.
Yeah, but you're going to be laying in bed tonight.
I love it.
You're going to be laying in bed tonight. It's going to be thinking about it over and over again.
It's out of my head.
Out of my head.
Of course.
Next.
So Sean Penn's claims Will Smith's Oscar slap wouldn't have happened if Zelensky had been at the ceremony. What the fuck?
True.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I mean, now that I think about it, yeah.
Well, that's just a weird multiverse-like statement. What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude,
Sean Penn is a character of himself now.
Right, yeah.
He's like, wouldn't have happened if Zelensky had been at the ceremony.
And you're like, wait a second, Adam? Whoa! Bro.
Dude, Sean Penn was just here.
Yeah, I'm basically Sean Penn.
That's crazy.
Dude, it also wouldn't have happened if Britney Spears was there with fucking knives as security.
Exactly.
If anything could have distracted Will Smith from being a lunatic.
I hope at the next Oscars, Britney is just at the front of the stage like...
Right. She's working security.
Isaac, can we get some Q&As?
Don't even try it.
First of all, she's not invited.
No.
You think...
Although, I bet, like, at a certain point...
Oh, shit.
They're going to make a documentary about her. It'll be up for an Oscar, and she'll be, like, the belle of the ball. And everyone will fucking stand up and be like, remember when she was juggling knives alone?
I love Britney.
Look at her now.
I'm Team Britney.
48 hours later, dead.
Dead, yeah. Dude, yeah. That's wrong.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I certainly hope not, but...
No, of course not.
But I hope she makes it to 80 and is just as psychotic.
Right.
It's still...
Say it!
Who's the earlier generation lady who's old?
Whitney Houston.
Madonna? Madonna's a little kooky. That's okay to say.
No, but Whitney Houston was the one who lost her mind.
Yeah. Well... But like,
that was sad.
Super cool, super, super, super hot, great voice.
Guys,
Bodyguard.
Can we stop being sad?
Kevin Costner.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to do with some hot Q&As, guys. We've asked some Qs.
Oh, shit.
We've asked some Qs, and we're going to give you some A's.
We got two char.
Okay.
That was almost two char.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating.
Yeah, I know.
All that poly charred energy. Woo.
My God, man.
So Karen Pardon goes, what is the thing that you worried about your mom seeing the most? Tight butthole.
Okay.
I feel like we
covered it.
Tight butthole.
My mom saw my penis and possibly my butthole. What about you guys?
When I remember my mom also very supportive, but when on Workaholics, when Durs and I were having the dom off, when it was who was going to be get the other one hornier than the other one, which is very funny scenes.
Yeah.
But when I had to deep throat the butter, I think that was, that was hard to do. Okay, that was.
Know what I mean?
There's some good outtakes from that.
So it's a scene in Workaholics where you two were trying to out dominate each other.
Yeah.
The dominant male.
Yep.
And you guys, if I remember correctly, deep-throated a stick of butter to prove how dominant of a male
to try and get him horny, because the whole thing was if I can get him horny or if he can get me horny, then we win.
Yeah.
Right. See, that's why Workaholics was the greatest show on television.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, points!
This is true.
I will.
That was... I remember my mom was just like, can you give me a heads up next time you do something like that?
No, like, really, like, I will say, we did a lot of shit. Everything I see, I'm, like, cool with. But when that, like, gif pops up of you, like, deep-throating butter, I'm like, oh, man. Mm-mm. I don't know, dude.
Oh, you didn't like it?
You didn't like it? You're, like, looking up. You're, like, making eye contact and, like...
With, like, wet hair.
Like,
oh, yeah. It was, like, slicked hair.
With glasses.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. Just...
He didn't make you horny?
It makes me too horny.
Hey, bro.
There it is.
I appreciate that.
The question is, your parents, whatever? I mean, I did a movie called Top 5 with Chris Rock and Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, baby.
I'm, like, butt naked trying to have her finger my asshole because I'm, like, secretly... a gay guy on the side, and she's like fed up with that, so she coats a tampon in hot sauce and shoves it up my ass.
Yeah.
And I go crazy.
And this is just off camera. This is just what Derek
asked. This is getting ready.
Goodbye.
Well, this was to get the part.
Yeah. This was the audition.
Hollywood. And so, like, you know, my folks are like, hey, your movie's coming out. Like, we're going to go see it. And, like, they went and saw it, and they're like, very funny. And I was like, well, great. I'm glad you could deal with me being butt naked, hot sauce, butthole. And then, like, a week later, they're like, we went back and saw it again. It's very funny. And I was like, what are you doing?
Just checking in.
Stop. Now it's weird.
We created that.
You're watching it too much.
They should
much.
Be proud, yeah.
What's the question? Most embarrassed?
Yeah, what did your mom specifically, what was she like?
Or
your,
dad.
Your dick. You're seeing the cameraman in your cock.
You were embarrassed about his dick.
Well, because she keeps bringing it up, man. It's fucking weird.
Well, yeah. Is Adam going to be there at your birthday?
That was a crazy scene.
Is it a pool party?
She's like, no, no, no. It's like Thanksgiving. And she's like, come over here. Just, how did they get it so hard at that point?
Right.
It's not hard.
Wait, what movie did you get?
Yeah, it was never hard.
She's like, how is a man's penis that big?
What if Blake really remembers
a man's
that?
Penis?
Blake remembers it hard.
So Jalen,
she has
wild,
a,
bro.
She has a different Arnold. Cut.
Jalen Arnold wants to know, who had the coolest wedding? Hart.
Who had the coolest wedding?
Coolest wedding.
The coolest Ooh. Wedding.
Well, I feel when Blake got married, it was at a
restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty rock and roll, like low key, just like we did it.
Yeah, that was that didn't even really count.
No. Yeah. Well, it was just at the what at the courthouse, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you got you have to.
I
go
remember
to the
I was living with Blake, and he came home and he's like, "Got married today."
I fucking crashed my motorcycle and got married. Oh, and I got married, too.
I got married today. And then well, Kyle and Durs got married under the same tree.
That's right. That's right. This is like...
Which is actually kind of cool, because I got married first, and it was a banger.
It was a banger.
We had a banger. And then Kyle went to survey the same place, and your wife said...
My wife was like, it has to be here.
And she didn't know I had gotten there.
No, she did there. Not attend your wedding. And at that point, I knew that
yeah,
I was
going
to have
no
some
part
conversation.
Of you that were to just throw up the flag and maybe we don't look at the exact same tree?
Well, we were at Calamigos Ranch, and it's like, look, my wife, when she sees it,
said, shut
it's
the fuck up.
Gonna fucking happen. And that's what it was.
And
man.
Real quick, before we get to Adam's wedding that was just a little bit ago in Mexico, and it was a banger.
Yow!
The thing about where Kyle and I got married, it's this ranch in Malibu that on the weekends is where people get married. It's like a wedding factory. But then during the week, they just film all sorts of shit. Like The Biggest Loser, Workaholics was there like 3 weeks after my wedding.
Yeah.
I was like, I got married here. People were like, fucking really?
Because then we shot Man Up there, right?
Didn't Dude, I shot yeah. Mindy Project there. I've shot in like 3 or 4 different shows there.
Yep.
And, fuck it.
And every time I'm like, I got married here.
I know.
People are like, oh, sick. Yeah, I guess there's a Ferris wheel, which I did not pay to turn on, but
we did. We paid to light it up. We did. But like I said, my wife gets what she wants.
Well, extra
They're like,
Skrilla.
Oh, sick. Well, catering's over there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the porta potties. So.
Right.
Well, I went to all of them, and Adam's fucking ruled.
Yeah, that's the one that I missed. Well, I missed yours in the restaurant, too, but
nobody went
I
to
missed
that.
Adam as well.
Adams did have a member from Green Day drumming, like, for the band.
Yeah. Yes.
That's rock and fucking roll. The
but, like, mine had an iPod going crazy.
Yeah, your iPod was off the hook, for sure, for sure. Yep.
I played more Nelly.
Hey, Nicole Twardarski, she says, Kyle, how does it feel to betray all of your arugaloids by eating meat again, you bitch?
Freaking see
ya. Ooh, wow. Okay.
That's
it doesn't feel good to be called a bitch, first of all. I'll just say that.
Yeah, and that's underlined.
Yeah.
Shut up, bitch!
But I think it feels like, you know, like there's phases that we can all go through, and we can do chapters of this and chapters of that, right?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know what he just okay. said.
Nope. Yeah, it was a bullshit
but he ate
answer.
A hot
I apologize
wing.
To all the arugula.
In Chicago, he ate a hot wing, too.
I did. I tried a hot wing. I did. I tried it.
So I guess you're not the arugaloid anymore, are you?
Well, I still like fucking arugula.
Arugula-liar.
There's nothing
oh,
wrong
yeah,
with
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
So Luke Damn. Winston says, what is your favorite episode of Workaholics, and why is it Fry Guys?
That's a funny... Hey, that's funny. You chose it for us. That's funny. Which
well,
one is Fry Guys?
Dude, I don't remember.
Oh, Fry Guys is... You guys are trying to have a fish fry.
Yeah.
And then
oh,
that's when
yeah.
you have to get Alice laid by Girthquake.
Yeah.
Is the guy's
yeah.
name.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is the guy from... Is the saber-toothed tiger hybrid in that episode?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's yeah, when yeah. you're interviewing
so,
for Earthquake.
This...
Brace?
Gigolos.
Did anybody out there watch a show called Gigolos on Showtime? This is the best, saddest television show in the history of TV. Because it just, like, followed these gigolos who were like, I fuck for a living, and, like, this is my motorcycle and my sick house in Vegas. But then they get down to it, and they're just, like, getting sat on by some, like, housewife who's bored at home and, like, ridden and talked about, like, their sad lives. And they're like, yeah, but, like...
Sounds kind of cool to me.
It's not. And then one guy's got, like, a rap career he's trying to pop off. He's no Nelly. It's rough.
I love it.
But yeah, one of them eats dessert first, which is pretty sick.
Well, that's very cool.
We had one in that episode.
We do like dessert first.
That's and we had Brace from that show in that episode, and he showed up and just killed.
Yeah, he killed
That's
someone.
Where I was going with that.
Yep.
So, Hugh Janice.
That's a fake name.
Very funny.
Wake up! Wait, hold on. Actually,
no, dude, that's your real name.
Hold on. I'm gonna give some audience points.
Yes, points!
That's huge.
Hugh Janus, he says, how did you guys film the anal bead scene at the end of season 3, and how did Adam deal with his boners during?
Oh, dude, when we pulled the stuff out of Durz's ass.
Was that filmed?
That?
What? We were rolling on that?
I actually don't remember this scene.
I totally remember this.
The
I
cyborg
remember.
Scene where, like, a thing goes into my body,
yeah.
And then we had to pull out the anal beads, but the first one's like this big, and then they just get humongous and spiky.
Do you remember how we did that? We cut a tiny little hole in the nude underwear that you were wearing.
It was not
actually
easy.
Pulled that shit through the cloth.
Yeah. Up and through, yeah.
If I remember, it was kind of like hitting your balls, and you were kind of like, damn, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, he was kind of digging it. I remember that.
You liked
the job.
Right, yeah, you called cut.
I don't think I did.
You're like, I'll be in my
We're still
trailer.
Rolling. So we're still rolling.
George Claxton and Ashley Lopez want to know, how does Adam get all the kids' movie roles when he parties the hardest out of all you guys? Laugh my ass off!
So just for full transparency, Adam's the only person who reads these questions beforehand. So that one seems like it's kind of...
We'll keep this one in. No, I haven't really done in many kids' movies. I did one kids' movie.
I think that's more than they'll let any of us do.
Well, didn't you do, like, Green Eggs and Ham? Did you do that, too?
Well, that's an animated...
But that's a kid's...
Adam's forgotten more kids' movies he's done than I've been offered.
Well, I've done a bunch of animated stuff, but I've only acted in one.
The Magic Camp?
Magic Camp, yeah. Right. On Disney Plus.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, I think they pulled it because they didn't want to pay me streaming.
Do you think Pitch Perfect's not a kids' movie, but it skews young, right?
It's like YA.
But that's a movie about college kids. I don't know.
I think a door just opened and went, meep, meep, meep. Sing the song.
Please don't stop the music. Check me out. It's getting late.
Okay.
Making my way over to my favorite place. I gotta get my body moving, shake the stress away. A simple melody. Ow. Shit, dude.
That was fucking
I really would. I wish we knew all the parts to that and we could back you up fucking
like
perfectly.
Acapella style?
Acapella.
Yeah, I wish we could, but
I'm going to try.
Just
I'm going to listen to
we just don't have time.
There's not enough
Wait,
time.
Wait,
real quick. That's a Rihanna song?
Yeah.
Have you ever crossed paths with her and she's been like, good on ya, boy?
No, she looked me in the eyes and said, keep my name out your mouth.
Right. She said, please stop the music.
She's like, please stop singing that song.
So Zelensky wasn't in the
please
audience.
Please stop singing.
Right. She said, if Zelensky,
Okay, here's Jennifer Cheek wants to know,
okay.
If you were a professional wrestler, by the way, it's written in cursive, the fact that I can read this, I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm so dumb. If you were a professional wrestler, what would your gimmick be?
What would our gimmick be?
Gimmick.
Oh, man. I guess I would, like make people motorboat my titties and they would drown or something.
They'd be like, you'd be like Yokozuna used to sit on people. Like, you're just put your titties
right. Wrestlers are crazy.
Yeah, wrestlers are crazy.
The overreaction game is, like, fucking unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun.
The hair game.
Blake can probably do it with his hair. He can
sell
it.
I live my wrestling persona, so this is what I would be.
Okay.
The ultimate blazer.
Right, but what would your gimmick be?
Yeah, what would that entail? Exactly?
I'll probably just like...
Kind of a sort of excited, nervous guy.
No, like, you know, like rip a bong in the ring and then hit him with a bong or something.
Blow the really smoke into their face?
Yeah.
You'd be just a stoner?
But you don't really smoke weed out of a bong.
No, it's been a while.
Like you would break a bong over their face kind of shit?
Yeah, that shit would be cool. I feel like that's never been done before. Like bong
You're
attacks.
Welcome.
That would actually be tight. Because if you were like
I
a
think
chill
we need to
stoner,
bring weed more into the sport of wrestling that children love.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, right. Cool.
Adam, what would be your gimmick?
I would be the big gaper, and I would sit on people, and they would go directly in my asshole.
Nice.
Oh, man.
And you would just walk away with them inside of you?
That would be my finishing move, is I'd jump off the top rope and just go.
Jesus.
And they're like, where'd he go?
What's the song that plays as you waddle off
Loose
in victory?
Butthole.
What would it be? It would have to be something, Nelly.
I think it would be... Wait, I think I know. Wait, fuck. Yeah. Oh, it's not as good. It's
no, it wouldn't be that. Not that one.
Is so your what,
it'd, be, it'd be the next one you play. What is it?
No, it's still the same one, dude.
No, pick a different one.
And what's cool is we're going to edit all this out later. It's...
Yeah, that's for sure. I would swallow them whole and then carry them out like this.
Boom. Is your butthole big? Can I swallow a whole kid? Da, 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 da.
That's right.
Kyle?
I don't know. I think I might have fun playing like a CEO or something like that. You know, like really slicked back and like fucking all about the money.
Sure.
I could right. see that for you.
Yeah, like nice ass suits. It's
the
like,
brass.
Don't rip my fucking clothes. You rip right. my tie.
Hey, real quick, fun. Before we go on another question. The wrestling Speedo. Yeah, I'm a Speedo guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
How do we feel about the wrestling Speedo? Like, is it timeless?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like,
so.
The Rock wore one.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of shocked, right?
Yeah, Stone Cold wore one.
Does anyone still wear them now?
They do, yeah.
This woman's like, oh, I see the NWO shirt, so you know.
Yeah.
Bro, fucking, yo, give it up.
I think that's fucking cool that there's dudes that are still wearing to rock that super high-waisted Speedo.
Yeah.
I think somebody should just wear a thong. That'd be fucking cool.
Yes. And you could be that guy?
Yeah,
that
that's
could be
me.
You, dude.
There's your gimmick.
I feel like that's what the big gaper wears.
And Yokozuna kind of had that going on, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but he had shorts underneath, I think.
No.
Rikishi.
Okay, Rikishi.
Oh, yeah, Rikishi had his ass out. He's the dude who, like, he'd put you in the corner of the ring and just put his whole fucking ass on you, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, wrestling used to be so cool.
Used to be, dude.
So, Blake.
Suck it!
DX, bro.
This one's for you. Nick Path wants to know.
RIP, China.
So, Blake, since you know from personal experience, does a vodka-soaked tampon absorb quicker through the pooper?
100%. Yeah, and I'm gonna give you a pro tip right now. Try buzz balls up your ass.
Da-da-damn.
Woo! You wanna start your night off wrong?
You wanna cram blaster? Yeah. Durs, this one's for you. Weirdly anonymous. How long does it take to drown a cat or a dog?
What the?
That's weirdly anonymous.
Okay, let me just clear this up. Let me just clear this up, because we keep getting this serial killer question type stuff.
Well, we always say that Durs is a serial killer because he looks and acts
Look,
like one.
I just want to say, specifically, like, this question is crazy. It takes longer than you think.
It's science.
Durs used to say...
Just when you think you're going to, like... Maybe let it survive.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Scary.
You know that just in a few moments...
Nope.
Still it'll terrifying. Cease to exist, yeah. And you'll absorb all of its powers.
Shut the fuck up!
Oh, my God.
We're losing them. We're losing them.
You lose!
What is he looking
dude,
at?
He's so many people, dude. I posted a photo of, like, there was some, like, psychopath, and where was he from? Norway or some shit?
Yeah, yeah.
That looked identical to Durst.
Well, yeah.
I guess he like locked Austria. His daughters in a basement and then.
Well, what'd they do?
Would like rape them and stuff? It was dark.
Take back.
But.
I got my take back.
But, that being said, looks identical to Anders.
Well, look, I was just in Norway a few weeks ago.
Okay,
and
what?
It was kind of the perfect way to get away with murder.
No,
everyone looked like me. The police cats are like, it's this guy. Everyone's like, we all look this way, man.
It looks like the old version of Durs, but so many people were like, hey, this is disgusting. He did all this nasty stuff. Don't say your friend looks like that.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, or don't, like, your friend wouldn't like you saying this. And I go, well, this is Durs. And I responded to maybe 25 people, and I would say 85% of them wrote back, yeah, he does look identical to that guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Say.
And on that note, do we want to do any takebacks? Any gnarly giveaways?
Oh, I got a giveaway, yeah.
Any apologies? Maybe
who wants,
like
who wants
saying
my
I
fucking
like
shoes? Who's a size 13?
Whoa.
These
whoa.
Honestly are hurting my feet.
Them, dude. You gotta sign them. You can't just throw away your shoes.
Oh, I'll sign them. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Really?
Sure. And then who's got the number 13 feet? I want somebody with 13 feet.
Well, Kyle, hurry
these
up
guys.
And sign,
everyone's gonna say they have size 13 feet.
They're gonna have
not
to try
everyone's
them on
shooting free throws, my man. Yeah, play music while we just sit here. Autographing shoes.
Wow, Kyle. You're really juicing this up, baby.
Well, anyway, I guess while we're doing this,
I want to
apologize to everyone who doesn't get the size 13.
Oh, fuck. This dude's got a Nelly tattoo, and the shoes are yours.
Oh!
And the shoes are yours, my guy. Thank you.
I love that.
Fuck, yes. Those things are very uncomfortable. And not going to lie.
Go ahead.
Really hated every second
I
wore them.
I would also like to give away my shoes.
Okay.
And they are size 10. Who's a size 10?
Oh, we got the 10,
hey,
baby.
But guess what? No, you're not getting both of them. You're getting one of them.
Blake's not going to give his away.
Here, we got to give it to... Here, this guy was blocked. This guy was blocked.
Oh, you split him up!
And Durs, you have a giveaway.
Oh, Durs got... Okay. You have a lot of time to think about this.
Okay. Okay.
Let me get the house lights. Let me get the house lights up top.
I hope you fucking chuck these. Wow, look at them up there. Oh, shit. Oh, God, this is... Oh, fuck.
Then someone's going to eat it.
Whoa! Oh! Oh! Damn, bro.
And the Stifle Theater never has us back.
You and almost did that.
And I guess that brings me to my apology, which...
hey, remember when everyone did this shit for a minute?
Yeah, the Bernie. The Bernie goes.
Yes.
That was that fun.
Guys, I have to apologize. I wore my Air Force Ones on the airplane. These are the only shoes I have, so...
So I guess he's going to have to swap with somebody who wears a...
Does anybody have a size 10?
Oh, wow. You're going to swap? Right. This is...
freaking
I would never.
Yeah.
Okay,
freaking
fine.
See ya.
Let's swap them.
Freaking see ya.
Look at this dude.
This guy's already here, Blakey.
I can't believe I almost got them up there.
That's
I thought they
crazy.
Were going to hang on the fucking railing.
A
I thought they were
dangly ones.
Are these
anybody?
Really tense?
Are we doing these?
All right, brother. You got them then. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. What kind of foot fungus am I about to have? There you go, bud. There you go. I might need that later. Oh, these are disgusting.
Are you really... You're going to wear those for the...
That's right.
Dude, I better see you rocking those, dude.
And then any takebacks?
That was it. I just apologized, and then you made me give my fucking shoes away.
Yeah.
Apologies?
Fuck. The buzzball hats are sick as fuck, by the way. Holy shit.
I stand by everything I said here at St. Louis. Thank you guys for showing up. We love St. Louis. We were so happy that somebody showed up. Thank you guys.
Yeah, that t-shirt's for you, baby.
There it is. You guys are fucking sick. We appreciate you coming out.
Thank you.
Back in the house. And this was another episode of
This is Important.
bubble side.